the hour of the wolf. A lone gunman invades a space frequented by people of color. Carnage ensues. And hours later, we learn that the slaughterer of the Sikhs is a veteran, not just of the U.S. Army, but of right-wing racist groups. Days after the Sikh massacre, we learn that Wade Michael Page killed himself rather than suffer arrest or imprisonment. But we learn more. This massacre maker proudly flew a Nazi flag at his army post. Presumably, his higher-ups either agreed with the sentiments expressed by that flag or simply looked the other way. There is more. Initial news accounts stated that the American Nazi massacrer served in the U.S. Army's Psychological Operations Unit. PsyOps? Anyone with a fleeting familiarity with U.S. intelligence knows that PsyOps is shorthand for dirty trick spycraft, meant to create the illusion of chaos and instability in countries targeted by American agencies. Its most famous usage was in 1950s-era Guatemala, when the CIA used fake radio transmissions to make it appear the military had turned against leftist president Jacobo Arbenz, toppling his government. Similar tactics arose in post-war Italy, when it looked like the Communist Party would prevail in elections. The CIA used the mafia and big money to produce their desired result, a right-wing government. Does this mean this was a psyop? No. But it's certainly worth considering. For powerful economic forces want to create social chaos in the U.S. to further entrench right-wing power by stimulating that most powerful of all drugs, fear. That this man was on no list and suspected by no one says more about the Army than it does about him. While nearly a million black and Latino boys and men are stopped and frisked in New York, Philly, and Chicago on the presumption of their danger, a neo-Nazi buys guns legally and creates havoc as he expresses the hell within. Fear creates carnage. From Imprison Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.